Fire, what you're saying?
Yes, fire key, you there, I give thanks to life and I blaze the fire, you know?
No, serious thing. And give thanks for everyone been tuning in, Ballhead and the Dread, serious thing from those times till now. If you're interested, make sure you get your Garveyite University t-shirt. It is dwindling away. We only have but limited sizes left. So make sure you check that out at ConsciousTea.com. Also, brand new tune from the one R. Tarshi thing called Fire Now Blizz. Definitely not going to hear it on the radio because it will be banned. So if you're interested, the link is right here because the man just saying what needs to be said, what everybody's scared to say. Most of the reggae artists don't want to touch on topics. They want to say one love, baby girl, I love you. But they don't want to get into the nitty gritty. So someone has to do it, you know, so he dealt with it. So check out the link for the one brand new tune, Fire Now Blaze. Definitely gonna full joy that one. Some of you may be offended. It is what it is, though, you know, so you need to go tighten up what you're doing if you, you know, you feel like it's an attack on you. Fire, what are we dealing with today?
Yeah, we are talking about the cancer culture. And the topic is a sensitive topic still because a lot of people put them out and them soul in a canceling, in a canceling somebody in a popular culture.
What you say, fire, they put their heart and soul in people's business, yeah? I'm telling you. Well, I like that topic still, you know? And I had a reasoning with a brethren recently. John DeVecca, the brethren that run the radio station at Loyola.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we was reasoning about the cancel culture. And this thing is, it's kind of tricky. And for those unaware, cancel culture is a thing where you have citizens. It's almost like a jungle justice in a sense. Citizens find some type of transgression in a person either recently in their past, and they feel it's their duty to end their career, right? And cancel culture is nothing new, fire. You know, human beings have been doing that throughout history. As I stated before, someone does something that's not considered, would you say moral? Would you say moral?
Yeah, moral.
Yeah, yeah, moral. You know, they feel that they should, it's like a public shaming, right? In a public justice. And there's numerous issues that I have with cancel culture. The first issue I want to bring up, right? And this is just dealing with music. We're not even dealing with politicians, all that stuff. In regards to music with the cancel culture, music has shifted tremendously. We are in an era now where the artist's life is more important than the artist's music, right? And I feel that's a detrimental thing because artists are human beings. They create art. And a lot of times the songs that they even publish, like they didn't write, they didn't produce it. They're just the voice. They're just the artist. Like they're just the talent. But I feel that we should go back to focusing more on the art and not the artist itself and the message and leaving it at that, because I think people are looking for a perfect being and you're not going to find it because they are human beings and they do have flaws. Now, I will say, like, there are certain things people are doing that's become public knowledge. I guess, like, you know, that gives justification for people in the cancel culture. But within that now, fire, right, it gets tricky. Because you're only canceling what you know about. And you're not with the cancel culture, you're not reshaping the system of injustice or transgressions or immorality, as which one was saying. Morality is a next argument in itself. But you're just picking that particular person, but the system still stands. So it's not necessarily a victory because you didn't change the structural behavior. You just kind of. And a lot of times the people, they cancel because everything's so quick. They're right back on it. Like, they may be down for a month or two, but it's not like you cancel.
All right. Career, yeah. You see, the really important thing that they bring forward when it comes to the cancel culture, because cancel culture is not necessarily a revolutionary action. You know? It's more like a reactionary action. So it's them react to something based off at the moment in time and the particular way that them feel about the individual we say it. So if you see a man, we say something with them a love and them cancel him, as we say, for 2 months. But you see, after him drop a next project with them love, you realize, say, oh, you know, say, well, the man are the real man again. So it not really stand for nothing at all. And you know, the reason why most people even get involved in a cancer culture in the first place is because them take with the humanistic trait out of the individual with them a cancel. Right? Because the average person who see a man on TV or hear a man on radio, hear what them feel like now. Them start idolize the person they enough of them brain and think to the person they have them put farmer, some farmer God characteristic on a person with them see in the media. Because whether or not we like it or not, you know, the media serve a purpose, quote unquote, God, you know. Because the divine, you know, the all seeing, same way, you know. But all is seeing the media, you know. So with all seeing the media now, the media in turn are really see them too, you know. So that's where the role where the media plays. Enough time now, the people them now start put feed them reactions. So, all right, like all the actor and them thing, there, you know. Enough people put the traits with a person that come in a movie, the traits with them carry out in a movie towards them as an individual. And then the artist now, where I sing the song, a man carry over theme where him say in a song towards what him supposed to be like, you know. But him not over say, all of these things are just rules. And these rules are just being played by individuals for, most times, just for the purpose of capital. And there is no morals attached towards them doing a work. So, but when they after they come in and reason, then I give them back a piece of when me feel like say some people forget cancer, but I feel like that too early for bringing.
All right, I wanna elaborate on what you just said on. You brought a great point in regards to back again separating the art from the artist or the actor, right? I remember seeing an interview with the bridge your name. He was in like The Wire. He was in Paid in Full. I forgot his name. But anyway, he was just saying how like people really think he's that character in real life. And wrestlers have it too. Anybody's watching wrestlers or watching an interview with the wrestlers, bro. When they go out in public, people still think that the character not understanding. Music, especially R&B singers, is the funniest thing to me. Majority of R&B singers are not in relationships. They can't keep a relationship, you know? Like women just see him as like this Don Juan or this and that or this lover boy and all that, and then not understanding like he didn't even write that song. He's just a talent to present that message to the people. Right now, there is another aspect of it. People like humiliating their peers, right? And not only do they like humiliating their peers because they're miserable in their own life, it brings them great joy to humiliate a celebrity. So there's a situation where I'm insecure, my life sucks, I don't have much going on. And there's a weird relationship with the celebrity. It's like, it's a love hate. It's a worship despise at the same time, right? I worship you, but I also despise you because you have what I think that you have, what I think that you have, or I think that I want, when the celebrity really don't have it anyway, right? He has the joy. He has the great life. He has the monetary success. He has the fame. And they want it, right? Deep down inside, but they despise him because of their life. So with the internet now, like you don't have to write an op-ed piece or you don't have to be employed by some big publication. You can go on Twitter and just type something and leave a mean comment or this and that. So that's another aspect of the whole cancel culture. And powerless always want power in any form they can get. So people who are powerless and have no position in society, they get a gusto. And it's a cult vibe too. They're cult friends now. It's a cult. Like, yeah, we're in this together. We're going to pull this person down. But as I stated before, a lot of times the actions fall on. The actions aren't as, how would you say this, revolutionary as you would think. Because a lot of times there are very few people who, all right, Uptown Saturday Night is still on Netflix, Bill Cosby movie, right? People are still watching the Cosby shows. People still listen to R. Kelly music. People still listen to Michael Jackson. And there's another part we need to speak on later in regards to allegations. A lot of times in the media, unfortunately, and this is very true, we hear the first story, but we don't hear the second story. So the first story is etched in our head, which is the initial allegation, but we don't hear the conclusion. And a lot of times there have been allegations made against people. Some are true, some are false, but we never hear how it closes out.
I know it's funny how I mentioned that too, because I thought about art in particular, but this cancer culture thing is a thing where travel across industry and travel across everything will take place on the media, because if you realize what the people them use, the number one justification where any individual use to cancel a particular individual in the spotlight is that the characteristic what them take on now is that a man has an example. You talk about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby couldn't do that because him is a respectable man. But you see where the people them use for say him is a respectable man is because
it's the character. Them seem Cliff Huxtable.
Cliff Huxtable now. And then if you can use back an example now, like say a man that's like a DMX or you know, that's an example who them would say more of a dark side of them would say, all right, them man would have more prone to doing that because that man they're always angry. So a man can say, no, so I can't expect him to do that because he's always angry. Them don't know if that anger is also a part of him character, he might play a villain in a show, you know. But them just see it as the fuck say.
and Faye, you brought up a great point because I want to make clear that people's interpretation of the artist, as you said, the Godhead, is from the media, right? So the media will run because that's what sells via negative news. It is what it is. So that's a thing also. But they will run the story of the thing that you did wrong. But they never run the story of all the rights. And for many people, the rights exceed the wrongs. But because the wrong gets the highlight, you're identified. Now you're typecast as this villain.
Yeah, and then the objective now where the particular media show too, because if you realize everybody know this already, you know, if they want to admit it or not, media is biased. And it depends on which particular media you use. You listen to more often, your thought process are going skewed towards that media. I would say media, we talk about even the social media too, because if you have up on particular pages, obviously, excuse me, those pages would I lean towards a particular direction because it's a human around the page. Humans have thought process. Humans have analogies. The person, the analogy are more likely to go towards that. So if them post a picture, them talk about, them post videos or talk about a particular topic, them are going to show you what them think about the topic. So your mind now being skewed by that, set your expectation to a particular level. And with your expectation being set to a particular level, if that expectation is not met with what that artist or that other individual bring forward or propose to you, then you know automatically feel like so that is the that means them have to get canceled. But me I gotta show you the flip side of that now. The flip side of that is that me personally feel like it can be revolutionary if you cancel some boy about ya, cancel enough artists about ya, cancel enough politician about ya. The basis for me I cancel them, and it's not a basis where it's off of emotion. When them draw the line now, you have certain lines that are drawn. The line that is drawn, say an example, since we're talking at the artist realm, if an artist rape a particular culture, seen, and use that particular culture and put them for them identity or them stamp on that particular culture, but yet still you see them doing the opposite, and you see them feel like say, them want to benefit off of this thing, but then disgrace this particular culture. Like an example, if I talk about Rastafari, I attach it personally. It's Rastafari directly. It's not a show. See, that is our liberty and our culture. But you have a lot of artists who rape the movement of Rastafari. That them artists, me feel like say, have a stance now where them can get canceled. Because I'm going to say cancel, I'm not talking about us boycott this or do that or that. It's at levels where I don't feel like say, I'm supposed to put my ears towards what them are deal with.
You see all me? Right. So, fire. I'm glad you set that up because you know, I was about to call some artist name, but I don't want to go into that too tough. Yeah. Listen, the cancel aspect now, right, has to be restructured and redone and executed differently. And you brought up a great point. So canceling would be, we are collectively not going to listen to this artist, meaning that we're not going to play the artist on the barbecue. We're not going to play the artist in our car, and we're definitely not going to pay for anything for the artist, right? And I hope people are listening to what the Bridging said in regards to there are artists who have raped women or boys who need to be canceled too, but he's talking about raping the culture. And the next set of people that need to be canceled that's not canceled is those that's leading people astray with their folly and their lyrics. But some people too ignorant, not understanding. People don't understand the detriment of the things that they listen to expose themselves to. You can't listen to a person all day 24/7 that's constantly telling you stuff that's detrimental to you, the development of the collective and the development of your family and the community. You can't go listen to the man talking about whoring and drunkenness and drug use and spending off all your money. How are any of those actions beneficial to you or those around you? You can't go listen to no man talking about killing off your brother and all type of madness. So it's the people, in a sense, have to kind of heighten their ignorance and move away and understand the importance of the sound that they listen to and what they're exposing themselves to. Because a lot of people they put on the pedestal actually should be canceled. Because they only focus on this is how cancel culture works. It's either definitely sexual abuse, whether a rape or molestation and racial slurs, or speaking out against homosexuals. Those are like the three main things you get canceled for, right? But the man talking about killing people all day, not getting canceled, or the man talking about being high all day and womanizing and whoring, he not being canceled. So the thing get tricky now, because I'm not saying those things are destructive and those things are individual things, especially the sexual and the molestation, right? But it's like, so why is this man getting an award and being praised and everything he says is destruction? He should be canceled. But the culture loved that fire. They loved that. They loved that. And a lot of times when they engage in this cancellation, it's herd mentality fire. It's not something they themselves want to do, because you knew the story from way back.
You see, that's why we're talking about the media again, because you see, this thing what I mentioned a while ago, it's crucial in this whole discussion. What comes out in the public is what people cancel that individual for. It does not matter if the people knew what the individual traits or characteristics were for decades or scores. Right. It's what comes out in the public. So based on public knowledge, this is what they, not even knowledge, in a public partisanship.
Perception.
Because you see, cancel culture is a thing where you can't cancel an individual when time it just benefit you. See, you have a cancel an individual when you realize them toxic towards the development of any progress where you or any like-minded people are trying to create. And that is when time the cancellation now can have an impact. When you collectively come forward as a force and say, you are disrupt our community. You are put these things in our youth mind where it's not beneficial to them at all. That is when you can come in and say, all right, you know, we have to cancel, because, and what is the reason behind canceling you now? Because remember, so this cancel thing is supposed to be, if we carry this out in the sense where our expectation of artists. Yesterday, I said the next part I too. Where the spin-off come now? You cancel artists based on things where are anybody in the spotlight, on things where you think within the moment are based on popular culture. But you don't cancel a politician who have made decisions who are govern your life. And you don't cancel anybody else where are dragged down your life because you feel like, say, you're supposed to emotion with them, or you don't feel like you have the power to do that, but you have the power to stop, listen to, if you put an artist spam blast, put somebody else spam blast.
Here go the thing, fam. Mm-hmm. One, let's go back to powerless, right? It's not too much work to put something on Twitter. It's not too much work to put something on Instagram. Well, it's a little work to make a YouTube video. Most people too shy and frightened to do it. And they have their code names and put all type of craziness. The politician cancellation will actually take work, and it would take putting yourself out there. So they're not going to do that, fire. What do you mean? How they going to do that when they hiding behind no screen name? You know, some code name and putting crazy comments on YouTube. No, fire. So the cancel politician now, that get into real revolutionary work. A man and actual work to actually have a strategy, and you know you're going to be. So a man don't want to do that. So that's why I said it's foolishness, right? At the end of the day, it's like, you know, I have nothing better to do with your time. And the thing that kills me now, this is another aspect we need to talk about. They almost take away personal growth. Because we are in 2021 and the man says something 2004, right? You don't even give the man the chance to, or the female the chance to demonstrate that they've grown in their mind frame. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. But it's like you're locked in time. You said something 1989 for whatever reason. We don't know what influence you were under or your mind frame at the time. And they holding you like that's your absolute ideology in 2021.
Yeah, them only hostage to your immature self.
Ah, that's the term. They don't allow you to mature. People who haven't demonstrated, and some people haven't changed, which is true, but I'm talking about people who haven't like demonstrated that behavior for the longest. Why are you still bringing it up? You get what I'm saying? So it's a vibe where they're looking at attention, right? And also it got like a little Christian undertone fire on some Puritan type, like they want to take people to the stake and burn them or something.
No, but it really just, you know, I want to let you say it really just, you know, it's funny how they mentioned that, you know, the culture of worshiping celebrity is something where competitive against religion. I'm gonna just put it like that for you. You literally have people who worship them. Them have Jesus and them Allah and worship them. All of these different things when it comes to religion. But then you have people who worship celebrity fire. You can tell me, say, Vibes Cartel and them, man, there's not a God towards enough of them youth in the popular culture. They are worshipped. So it's not like, say, and people know these things, you know, but people try to stray away from all of these things, you know. Them man, if them man walk to the right, you have youths out there walk to the right because it make them internally, it make them within them gangster culture, within them realms of what them immediate environment, it validates them within their immediate environment when they take on the trait of what a celebrity does. Because if you even think about how the culture move and how the culture operate off of that, it's like a trickle-down mindset, like it as a capitalism trickle-down towards the business system and the people them supposedly forget the benefits. This is how them do it when it comes to an artistic realm, any realm as it relates to any media personality or anybody's out there. Them have, is at some form, let me say it's like a demigod. That's all how right. Them present it.
If I check this now, right? I remember I wrote an article way back when I had the Liberty.info on celebrity worship. I was speaking about the decline of churches and the move mm-hmm. towards celebrity worship, but you made a very great point. Everybody listen to what I'm about to say, right? Celebrity worship seems to be connected to capitalistic society, because cancel really a consumer term if you think about it. Like, what do you cancel? You cancel an order, you cancel all these things. Now, you made a very great point. The people who worship the God, right, they benefit in different ways. They try to live through the God, right, and get prestige and, you know, this and that. But there's another part is the money. They're around the God all the time, and they know what the God is doing. But they're not going to say nothing to the God because they benefit from the God financially. You pray it. And I will say this, and I said it before. I think that's why a lot of artists thrown off around me, because I don't come with no groupie vibes. I treat them like a human being. Now, there are artists that can accept being treated like a regular human being, but a lot of them don't like that. They want to be praised and worshiped and catered to. And I think that's why me and artists kind of butt heads, or, you know, because you just come to them as a human being. I enjoy the work and I enjoy the art. But we all human beings at the end of the day, fire. And they're not used to, and that's why a lot of artists go astray. They're not used to being treated as human beings. They're being used to be praised all the time. But anybody knows that whenever you have someone with that type of power that's being praised, there's always room for abuse. Because now in their mind, who's going to say anything? You pray it. And this is in sports. This is in church. This is in corporations. This is in politics. This is in communities. Once a person gets a certain level of status, or their godhead, or they've been canonized, if you want to use a Catholic terminology, they believe that they can start to engage in certain behaviors because there's no repercussions. And to a certain level, it's true. I just saw one thing with one gymnast, doctor there reaping off half the Olympians for years, and everybody knew about it. So the money being generated from the Olympics or whatever else was more important than this man, or football, one man reaping all the kids there, the money being generated. So the cancel culture seems to be a capitalistic issue and a consumer issue.
And it just goes to show how the mindset of the people them skewed, because it show which areas the people them focusing on. What the people them focusing on, like for sure, so them not really over the thing. Mega use one example, right? And in a have no form of personal touch to it from my level, right? Like if we use the example of Chronix, right? When Chronix did mention the thing about Obama, them a lot of people did cancel him, you know. Them did cancel him because to them, Obama is some form of like, you know, Jesus, a black Jesus savior. Or some savior, some form of savior to them. And them no realize if the youth say a thing, you know, and him say a thing and it even have any form of truth to it or it any have a particular source where it come from. A lot of people in the business about that, but as long as you mention Obama is so delicate that you can't even touch Obama. You can't even get an opinion for Obama. You can't even get a fact about Obama, you know, because if you even tell them say Obama did participate in a drone strike or any other thing as the president of the United States of America, them still would tell you, say, oh no, he didn't do that. Because why? Them can't associate him with any farmer thing were bad, even though he represent a nation who stand for a lot of things are immoral. So even things like that, if you want to check it out, is where the cancer culture, it neglect the current state of reality and go in a false state of idealism. And that is one of the biggest problems about the whole cancer culture and the mindset of the people in it.
Fire, you know, that really sound like church.
Yeah.
No, I do, fire, because I remember growing up, anybody been to church, a black church, I don't know. I guess the same with like white fundamentalists. Fire, you can't say nothing about their pastor, yeah. A Christian person in church would fight you if he says something. Imagine that. We in church with peace and love in Jesus Christ, right? A man will fight you if you talk about their pastor. Yeah. A man will go hungry for his pastor to ride in a Rolls Royce and take the bus in the cold while this man drive by. So it's the same type of ideology where it's poor, ignorant people fire, looking for a savior. Because remember, a lot of times in church, it's no longer about Jesus, fire, it's the pastor. We done with Jesus. They may say Jesus' name in there, but the real savior is the pastor.
No, the pastor Jesus in the human manifestation of the congregation.
All right. You know, so I like this reasoning, yo, people listening still, because there's certain points they need to understand. A next part of the cancel culture is that I think, and it's not to say certain people should be canceled, fire, but as you said earlier, more people should be canceled, because I can argue for some people that would never think to be canceled that should be canceled, right? Because remember, you have people who really know who in it, and you have the outside who get whatever get exposed, right? So like, one could argue Bob Marley should be canceled, fire.
And when they said, which direction are they?
I think
about the gang, I think about more good than bad, you know?
Which is true, right? But for argument's sake, since they want to cancel everybody, I'm going to give you an example. Politician get caught in, what do you want to call it? Extramarital affair. That's the proper term, right? And they get canceled, right? I'm not condoning it, but, you know, it's not the craziest thing out there that happened. Hey, we already know how the gang operate already, yo. The man was a full-blown womanizer, yeah? You get what I'm saying? So it depends on how you want to do it now, because it's just like, or there are other artists. I'm not going to put their business up. Everybody know Bob Marley was a womanizer. I'm just using that as an example, right? So if the politician who got caught cheating on his wife has to step down, oh, shame into the world. So the gang shouldn't be up on the heights that he is for his actions towards women. I don't know. It's alleged in the book. He liked giving out licks here or there. That's what the lady said in the book. That's what she said. It's alleged. So that's womanizing and domestic abuse, fire. When these players there, when Maya Bergeron got caught there and knocked out this girl in the elevator, and the next baseball player almost beat the girl to death on the stairs, he got canceled, like career was over and kicked out the league. And I'm not saying, I want to be clear for all the ignorant people listening. I'm not saying Bob Marley should be canceled, fire. I am not saying that, but I'm just saying
examples of where the Godhead
has human characteristics and human behavior, because that's what we're doing. You do the simplest thing, you know. Oh, he didn't hold the door for the person. He's a terrible person. Cancel him. Now with the video camera and all that, it's like they're looking for anything near or pulling up, you know, something that was said, or they take it out of context and run with it.
No, it's not like, you know.
So what is the criteria for canceling someone? Because it's like one person does this on this level, he's canceled. And someone does something on this level, he's canceled. But we're, what is the criteria for cancellation? And I will say, if we do cancel someone, it has to be done in a way that hurts them financially, because we're in a capitalistic society. And the only way to hurt somebody is they finance it. So I know there was a rapper recently, DaBaby. I was reading something that I think he said something, Faye, I don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Faye, I don't know the whole thing. I don't know if he said something against women or he said something against homosexuals, Faye, but I know he said something about something. And I guess tour dates were canceled and this and that. So he was hurt financially, right? I think whatever festivals he was supposed to be on was canceled in certain links. And I guess they got him good, because I guess it's a lick for the festivals you're going to get. But when we cancel people now, right, ain't no cancellation, because as I said, anywhere you go right now, any party you get here, you're going to hear R. Kelly. And let's just keep it real on that, right? Or Michael Jackson. And these things, R. Kelly, I guess. See, I'm not deep into that, so I don't know what's alleged or if they got charged for it. I believe with Michael Jackson, though, he never got charged. He may have settled out of court, and one could argue about that, but everything is alleged. He wasn't, like, found guilty in a court of law. And, you know, they said that he did stuff and this and that. But it's like, I said all this to say, Fire, what is the criteria for cancellation?
No, the people, I'm not the criteria. You're the criteria. As we're saying, it's anything with reactionary. All right, it have an impulse to it. And impulse is, oh, me see this thing, so me I react to it. So if me see say use of something I mean I like, and it go against the popular culture, so to speak, or it go against the thought process, so we have in our brain immediately, just make us put a stamp on it and get rid of them for the moment, because there is nothing a long term, man. Remember, you know, all right, the satisfaction, the average person go to work, come home, watch TV, go in bed, do the same thing for approximately 50, 60 years until retirement. With them finding entertainment and things to keep them occupied while not at work, it's by these particular artists or these particular entertainers, whether we are thinking about an art, about an actor or whatever it is. So these people validate their sense of entertainment, and by validating their sense of entertainment, that means you're supposed to uphold my thought process. So you see, it's just whenever people fall out of line with them thought process within that time, or if them see something trending and them want to put a stamp and be a part of it, them just escalate the whole trending vibes. Because that are the next aspect of it, you know, where majority of people just like to be a part of a trending thing. So and then when them come on the corner and one, them start talk or talk to anybody, you hear what go on yesterday? You hear the person say? So it's then just a fall in line with what is already there. It's not like say them are create. Sometimes the whole cancellation vibes, you know, most people not even realize say them are do it, you know. It's like something that's inbound of them, man, because them have a side already. Them choose a side. So example, me never want to use them word artist example. Me going to use an example from Hollywood. A person love what name? Denzel Washington. That's an example. I love Denzel Washington, and them see somebody else coming in a gangster movie, who's supposed to be a respectable person. And I say, wait, but if you can't act like Denzel, me don't like him. We don't want to watch eat that movie. He might tell himself it's a stupid show, because from film perspective, the representation of a good actor is who? Denzel Washington. And if Denzel Washington, he might judge the person based off of Denzel Washington standards. And if that person can't meet the Denzel Washington standards, then guess what? That person is a bad actor. You know, and generally speaking, it don't mean that the person is a bad actor, you know, but towards their standards and their likings.
And like tribalism, Faye.
It like is not like it go, is but tribalism.
Hey, Faye made up a great point before we leave out, right? I know the reasoning, go and check it. All right. We were talking about cancel culture in regards to popular culture, right? But we're not talking cancel culture within our subculture with the Carrying News and Lying. Right. So a lot of people, as you said, they end up canceling people because they don't even know that they're canceling by spreading news on their level. It's just through the internet now, because the barbershop, the corner, everywhere was canceling people because, say, oh, such and such did that, this and that, and create that vibe, whether true or false. But now through the internet, you can do it and you can do it without receiving the backlash. I actually have to acknowledge the person. Because if you carry news on a man locally, there's a high probability you got to see that person in person and kind of stand up for yourself. But right now, you make your fake screen name and you say the most outrageous stuff or a comment and this and that, and you're protected through the screen. And that's the energy that's going on. You know, that screen is a wicked thing, fire. Because everybody has something to say right now in private. And don't nobody want to come forward and say what they have to say. You know, so I really think the cancel culture should rethink or just have a strategy or criteria for cancellation. And if you are going to cancel someone, I think it should be done collectively. And the only way to cancel someone truly is to not support them. But it's tricky in a sense because, as you said before, I have yet to see cancel culture change the system. It's just more with the individual. And I'm not going to say all, but a lot of people who have been canceled come back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come back and, like, you know, they may have went a month or even a year, but when they come back, they're eating food same way, fire. So, you know who's a great example of cancel culture, fire? Tupac and Mike Tyson, yeah. Mm-hmm. Both were charged or alleged, right? Even though they were charged, they're still alleged because we know the court system tricky. They were alleged of raping a female. And Mike Tyson went through it. And Mike Tyson's like the biggest thing now. So everything that he did in the past that he was chastised for and canceled for, don't nobody care about that no more. He's like this cool guy now. You know, so it's like, I don't know. I don't know, fire. It come like, I don't know. I don't know if it's impactful as people.
I remember, so I'm telling you, so we see that in every level in the car. If you think about all the Watergate scandal and them things that when you come to politicians, you know, it's members that after all of these scandals take place, you know, them have a peer. That's why I would tell them, you know, you see, public relations, one day I think I feel like we really need to talk about Edward Bernays.
The great Edward Bernays. Fire.
Because public relations is a thing, and that is that are the spin-off for this.
Who's the reason. People that shape? Who's the people that shape who you admire, what you wear, what you buy, and all those things? That's a serious thing for a man to ask that. Because
it contributes to cancel culture.
It's only about 5 media companies out here, right, that give you all the information. Mm-hmm. So whatever comes from them, that's pretty much what people... I told you this before, Fire. When I leave my house, I already know what conversations I'm going to hear from people. It's like a little game I play. No, for real, it's like a little game I play within myself. It's kind of funny, right? So, like, I know if I go to the supermarket, if I go to the barber, like, depending on the demographic, the age group, the culture, I know what they're going to be talking about, and I know the views that they're going to have. So if something happens, I know the response from white people, I know the response from black people, I know the response from Spanish people, because all they're doing is regurgitating what they heard, but I'm aware of their views from their culture and how they're going to interpret it and how they're going to look at it. Try it. Like a person, listen, just try it. Whatever the headline is for that week, right? You already know what people are going to say because they're not going to create their fire. We spoke about this with the critical thinking. They're not going to have their own idea about it. They're not going to sit back and take the information and analyze it and come up with, no, they're just replaying the headlines, bro. And that's their truth for the day. And everybody's going to keep repeating it. And all day, that's all you're going to hear, that particular view. Then the counter argument, you know that. Because the counter argument is not theirs. The counter argument is from another publication. You're laughing because you know it's the truth. So it's not like, yeah, you had that person that's like, oh, they're good. But they're not against it, fire. They're just saying what a different publication said that doesn't agree with the main message.
You know what's spooky about, all of this, and it's so factual because, you know what's spooky about it, if you think about artists, think about it musically, you see the same, that's a general thing for people to think about, right? The same artists who you cancel, right? And are the same set of artists is them we cancel. And the same set of artists is them we idolize straight through. You know, what them have in common, I wanted to really think about it, them they're on the same level. So, and nobody no cancel the label, you know, because the label give them this one thing where they eat so much, where come like a demon or somebody where them despise so much, and then the label give them the same person. Here's somebody else you can idolize, know that you're canceling this same, particular.
And they pump it out, it's the same
level. Look at that, I said, it's me that them, I see a big label them alone in a fire, like you don't have, you only have Sony and Warner.
Universal and yeah. And
yeah, there's a few labels you have. All you see are subsidiaries.
We need to do that. If I did a class on that in regards to the myth of options. Not really. We did it because we're talking about needs and wants and just saying how your wants are shaped by a small group of people. And I gave him a quote from Edward Bernays, but I basically need to do that on here. You know, I don't want to mix up my personal with this, but I think we need to do it because like people think they have all these options, right? It's not that much options. Hey, all right, simple thing. Disney owned ESPN, Marvel, National Geographic, Pixar, like all this coming out from the same umbrella. Nike on Converse.
You have to mention Hulu too. You can't even talk about Disney and say Hulu.
You know, so it's just like people think they have all these options. That's the next reason if I don't want to go way off, but the main thing is you need to think twice about the cancel culture and watch what you're doing because what's your intention? I think that's the reason. What's your intention? Are you just doing it for something to do fight? Are you really doing it for a reason to say, hey, this is real screwed up? We really shouldn't be supporting this person. And if you're canceling a person, you have to do the way because it seems like everybody that get canceled come back. Yeah. If the truth be told. I mean, for the most heinous things, like, you know, like especially domestic and abuse. It come like domestic abuse don't even matter in our society, right? They can have the video of you beating up a girl, and when it cool over, you're back on the screen doing your thing.
And by saying that, fire, the people them always put for them own personal immediate need in front of the need of anybody else. So you see, to do to that selfishness.
I need to be entertained and get away.
Then if we think about it, then we as man even know reggae music. Then when I say artists come from, because whenever you ever call the artist, then people know them thing. When I say artists come from prison for statutory rape, and people say like a prophet come home. Then when I see them thing there, So is and people neglect that again. But then when I will see the artist's behavior start play out now, people are saying, am I act up? So am I going? So what is there for them personal need that now, you know, the artist not satisfying what them want to see? But here and now, when I couldn't see it in the first place because that particular individual would never have no good in them from the start. So all you're going to see it now when you did all basically turn that man into a prophet, but yet still a man come home from statutory rape. I want to say, yes, champion, come home.
And known as a rapist in this community for years. It's not like a one-off thing. The man is known as a rapist, right?
Yeah, but nobody knows about that. The girl, that's even the same girl in that particular case, she say, when it comes to artists and things in this job, the people then put artists over the needs of women. She said that.
Oh, big time, yeah.
And it's a sad thing. So
enough artists out there because, man, I'm going to tell you, there's enough people I don't really link with too tough because as time passing, you hear certain things, I just keep my distance. But there's enough domestic abuse, enough rape out there, and I was shocked. But it's a different argument. But nonetheless, cancel culture, there we have it. As I said before, Bridging have a new tune, Fire Now Blizz. It definitely won't be on the radio. And some of you with the weak heart and soft, Fire, don't even listen to it if you're going to be offended. Can't take no truth, you know? Because that's the next thing, Fire. We never reason about people can't take no truth, yeah? So I thought a man want truth so he could grow and develop. It's like a person hear truth. It's like they get offended and defensive. But I thought you want to hear the truth so you could grow. It'll come like people don't want to grow, you know? Hey, give thanks for everybody listening to Ballhead and the Drift from those times. Give thanks for everybody supporting. I Never Knew TV. Stay safe.
Yes, sir.